Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. I'm not giving you these titles to brag, just to let you know that I'm an expert in these fields and feel qualified to talk about a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. Today, I want to check in and see if you or we are all the best version of ourselves every day of our lives. Why is this so important? Most of us live only once. Therefore, the date of birth to the date of death has usually a dash in it, which marks the dates of our life and what we've done, what we've accomplished. So the date of birth is actually when we're born, it's obvious. And the date of death is when we are going away from this earth. And everything in between is the dash that we're working on and how we leave our legacies behind, what we teach our families, loved ones, people around us, whatever we do, who we are and what's going on. So lately I have been doing a lot of self-improvement to better myself, of course. And I usually read a short book a week or 2 to 3 larger books a month. Today, I started with one that really gives me value and great information I can apply on a daily basis to be a leader and better example for so many. And this book is actually called Max Out Your Life by Ed Milet. And it says, Strategies for Becoming an Elite Promoter. Oops, did I just read that correctly? Performer. Misprint. Performer. So, before I go there, I want to start with what he actually prefaces at the very beginning of his book. Something that many of us don't even pay attention to yet, it makes a tremendous difference in our lives. So, here we go. There are 85,400 seconds in a day, which adds up to about 1,440 minutes, which goes to 24 hours per day. Wow. What do we do during all this time? Well, according to Ed, he says average lifespan for a person is about 78 years. 28 of those 78 years are used to sleep. Wow, that's big. 28 out of 78 years are used to sleep. 11 years are used to watch TV, surfing the internet, etc. You know what that means. Things that we just enjoy doing but don't really have to do. 10 and a half years equate the work we do for an employer or something. 4 years to driving, eating, getting dressed, and doing mundane tasks. 8 years to live your life or our lives. If you were told right now that you had only 8 years left in this life, what would that do to your sense of urgency? How deep would your gratitude for each moment become? I mean, those are deep questions, and we need to actually reflect on them. So he divided it up into the max out your day and then max out the evening. But let's go for the day and see what's going on there and how we can improve our lives. Number one, get up early. Quality sleep is more important than quantity. So if you sleep 6 hours really deep with a really amazing REM cycle, or you're so deep out that you don't wake up during the night, you really sleep through. I just watched my Fitbit and it says the first 2.5 hours of this last night, I had a 97. That's the highest I've ever had. And then the other 5 hours were a 94, which is pretty dang good. So I woke up totally refreshed and happy. Number two is hydrate. Start drinking water when your feet hit the floor upon waking up. I always have a glass of water next to the on the nightstand next to my bed. So the first thing when I get up is I take a few sips. I like to drink 8 ounces at least before I even go to the bathroom and do anything else. Ed drinks a liter every morning just when his feet hit the floor. So that's pretty awesome. The third one is cold morning, warm night. Well, when you have something cold on your body, like a cold shower or a cold face wash or just drinking some cold water or something, it actually wakes us up and gets the blood circulating. Warm is rather soothing and relaxing. So in the morning, cold, at night, warm. Four, do quick breathing and stretching exercises for just a few minutes. So it's not that you have to spend hours and hours in doing things. Sometimes just 4 or 5 breaths, the correct ones, with the belly breath, or you use the diaphragm to breathe, are good. Some of them need a little bit more. So he's talking about some quick breaths to get you energized and stuff. Later on, we're going to go into the deep breaths. Five, a few minutes of quiet. I love my Insight Timer app, which was highly recommended to me, and I use it daily, with a whole bunch of different reasons to relax. So one of them is like anxiety, one is stress, one is sleep, and you get to choose. And you choose the free app. It is amazing. You can choose the time you want to spend, and you can choose if you want to do it with a woman or with a man to relax and the deep breathing and stuff. So that is absolutely fabulous. Six, get your thoughts set for the day. Whatever your mind is thinking about first thing in the morning, the first thing in the morning that you think about is what it will be looking for throughout the day. And he's got a few points here. He's asking himself a few questions. What am I happy about in my life right now? What about it makes me happy? How does it make me feel? What am I excited about in my life right now? What about it makes me excited and how does it make me feel? What am I proud of in my life right now? What about it makes me proud and how does it make me feel? What am I grateful for in my life right now? What about it makes me grateful and how does it make me feel? What am I enjoying most in my life right now? What about it am I enjoying and how does it make me feel? What am I committed to in my life right now? What about it makes me committed and how does it make me feel? And who do I love? Who loves me? How does that make me feel? Those are just some of his questions that he asks himself regularly or daily just to get focused and to get centered. Number seven, work out. Do some type of physical activity. Start your day. It could be stretching, walking, yoga, biking, running, or whatever you do to stay active. It needs to be something. I mean, just walking around helps. You know, you don't even have to go on a long walk. If it's a bad day or the weather is really bad and inclement, just walk around in your house. Walk around, you know, whatever you can, up and down the hallway, up and down the stairs. Anything is better than nothing. Eight, eat. Nourish your body. Don't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day for a healthy lifestyle. And then he talks about actions, our rituals and habits. And these are all amazing things that we can actually apply for ourselves. We don't need to, you know, reinvent the wheel. We can use what some others have done already. So Ed, for example, does not do anything before he has done his morning routine with drinking the water, getting cold water on himself, either shower or face or whatever, or go for a cold swim or something. And then while he eats breakfast, he catches up with news, checks emails, listens to inspirational content, but never before breakfast. Before I allow anything in, I want my mind to be clear of distraction. I want to remain as unaffected by what's going on in the outside world for as long as I can each morning. This time is sacred. It's dedicated to helping me get focused and start my day in a positive direction. That's being proactive. Depending on my workout, steps 7 and 8 are reversed. So sometimes, yeah, sometimes he eats before he works out, and sometimes he works out before he eats. So those are just some of the most important things that I thought were really good to share. For the night routine, he says, warm night. Before bed, take a warm sauna, bath, shower to relax your body and help the nervous system prepare for sleep. Keep your bedroom cool, though, ultimately 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Do some light stretching before bed and take some quiet time to reflect on your daily gratitude, prayer, and to ask yourself these questions. 1. What have I given today? In what ways have I been a giver today? 2. What did I learn today? And 3. How has today added to the quality of my life? How can I use today as an investment in my future? So these are some rituals that help to obtain a deeper level of sleep for him. And I'm going to try that tonight for myself. And I just wanted to share that with you so you can actually see if it works for you. There are only 2 things that matter when it comes to success. 1, the reason why we're doing it. And 2, the results. So, was I able to give you some value here in how to structure and improve your life's daily routine to get you to the success you are aiming for? That was actually my intent. It's not to share information and to give you some ideas and some suggestions and hope to better your life. What I want to offer you is actually, you know, besides the daily structure and what it's required, I would put the things that are really a must in your calendar as a rock. It happens. And things in the calendar do happen. When they're not written down and when they're not scheduled, there's always room for leaving it out. So start scheduling. Plan your day. Remember how many thousands of seconds and 1,400 some minutes a day and 24 hours a day and how many you use for something wise. So just for listening to this section, I offer you a 30-minute free health assessment. You can contact me with dythompson@gmail.com. That's thomson @gmail.com. Put in the subject line BTR. And maybe free health, a 30-minute health assessment or whatever you want, or if you have a question or suggestion. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Again, I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling. So I really, really hope that you got some value out of this episode and that you can take some things and maybe even go and Amazon.com and buy the Max Out Your Life by Ed Milet and start reading it. It is so fun to read and it's so valuable. So I'm going to say for right now, until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And I have also my stress reduction book, bestseller book is on Amazon.com. And what you can do is just enter my name in the subject line where you're looking for something, and then my book will pop up and you can choose between Kindle or paperback. I wish all of you a most wonderful day, and until next week.